This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire, the country's on fire. Lee Elsie, thank you for a great hour number one. Always appreciate it when Lee Elsie guest hosts on Tuesdays and Thursdays. When people ask me, why does Lee Elsie guest host on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne? The answer is those 2 hours are so valuable to me. You have no idea how much work I get done and gives me a chance to go to meetings, lunch meetings, and get back in time to still do the show. And it's just so invaluable. And today, there were no meetings. It was literally phone call after phone call after Zoom call after Zoom call after phone call. And I just got done 15 minutes ago. So thank you, Lee Elsie, for giving me the chance to get all this extra work done with that extra hour. Thank you. I'm back with you and just shaking my head that I can't believe there's a president of the United States that is going to leave Americans behind. It's like the movie, wasn't it Platoon with William Dafoe, where he put his arms out like Jesus Christ when he saw his people leaving him, his own troops leaving him, and he died, shot dead by the Viet Cong? He was left to die in the field. Are we leaving Americans to die in the field? It's very clear we are. It's very clear. And these aren't even American soldiers, I don't think. We may leave some soldiers to die. But we're leaving civilians to die in the field, to be raped and raped and raped and tortured and tortured and tortured and then killed. And then based on what I reported to you yesterday, raped again after you're dead by these savages, these Afghan savages. Known as the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS. These are savages. They're animals. And Biden is negotiating with them. Biden isn't even negotiating. He's actually just talking to them and saying yes. Everything they want, yes. Leave Americans behind, yes. Don't leave the airport, yes. We're going to surround the airport, sure. We're not going to let any Americans in, okay. You have to leave by August 31st, even if you leave people behind, okay. How is this happening? This is the United States of America. How is the strongest nation, the most powerful nation in world history, a few months ago under Donald Trump, suddenly the weakest pussy cat in American history, in world history, being shoved around by the Taliban? With American lives on the line. This isn't just shoved around like, you know, hey, we want this territory, you don't get that territory. This is, we're going to murder and kill and rape all your people. Okay, no problem. After August 31st, they're all yours. What the F? Are you crazy? Internal numbers show White House poised to leave several thousand Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. What? Do you understand the Germans, the French, and the British sent commandos to go behind enemy lines outside the airport and go get their people, and they got them? And our military is under orders not to do that? They can't leave the airport and rescue Americans? And the Taliban just gave another order? No more Afghans will leave the country. And you know why they're doing that? Because the Afghans that were going to leave the country were the ones we were getting out because they were our friends during the war. So they want to cut it off and make sure all of them have to die. They're going to murder them all. They're going to savage them all. They're going to rape them all. They're going to torture them all. Raping them with pipes.
They'll shoot him in the head. You know, these are things you can't even imagine. As an American, I don't even imagine how this could ever happen. And you know, it's so bizarre. This is Dunkirk without the rescue. This is Dunkirk with no happy ending. Can you imagine what Winston Churchill would do here? He wouldn't be pulling the military out. He'd be sending 100,000 troops in to kill every single Taliban, every ISIS, and every Al-Qaeda. Kill them all. Carpet bomb them all. This is crazy. Can anyone explain what Biden's doing? Even the military doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I don't think his own aides know what he's doing. The question is, was this some sort of plan by the Democrats and the deep state and the D.C. swamp? And they had no idea. They ran over their heads. They had no idea what was going to happen. And it all got out of control. And now it's completely out of hand and out of control. And they have no idea how to respond. They're shaking in their boots. Or was this somehow a necessary plan? I don't know. They want to kill Americans? It sure seems like it. I mean, you say there's no way out? They ran over their head? They had nothing to do? What do you mean there's nothing to do? Of course there's something to do. Go in and rescue the Americans. Send in special forces and fight our way through and rescue them. And carpet bomb the enemy. Of course there's an answer here. How's it possible we don't know the answer? America never leaves its people behind. This is crazy. The last time anything like this happened has got to be like the Philippines with Douglas MacArthur. When we left our troops behind and then he came back to rescue them 4 years later. Is that what's going to happen here? Joe Biden's giving up thousands of Americans? But you don't realize something. These aren't the Japanese, as brutal as they were. These are radical Islamists. They're going to rape and pillage and torture in medieval ways unimaginable to Americans and murder these people. Or while they're doing it, they're going to hold them hostage and actually say, we'll release them if you give us $800 billion. Who knows what kind of money they'll ask for? You know, this is the rainy dream, as we'll say. I guess you can't say the real word on radio. So I'll say the rainy dream of ISIS and Muslim extremists all over the world. You've got America by the balls. You have the greatest hostage situation in world history. Or if you choose, the greatest PR event in world history. You could put all 10,000 Americans in a cage or a cave or a football stadium and blow it up and watch them all die. You could set them all on fire. You could drown them all. You could fill the stadium with water and drown them all. And film it all. You know what kind of savage people these are. You know they've done all the things I'm talking about. They blow people's heads off with bombs around their necks. They drown people in cages. They set people on fire. They rape you with a pipe and throw you off a building if you're gay. And Joe Biden's leaving Americans behind with these people. And by the way, the latest polls are savage. Savage. Harsh judgment against Biden. Biden's approval down to 41% and 55% disapprove. When was the last time you saw any American down 15 points, or actually 14 to be exact, down 14 points? Wow. And this is what's amazing. He's at 41 approve, 55 disapprove, even though he's got the backing of 87% of Democrats. It's like there isn't one Republican in America who doesn't see this as madness. And there isn't one independent who doesn't see this as madness. But Democrats still love Joe Biden, won't admit it. Anything is wrong. Nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. They're whistling past the graveyard. A graveyard of thousands or tens of thousands of Americans. White House poised to leave several thousand Americans behind. Roughly 3,800 Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan since July 29th, with an estimated 8,000 remaining in the country. An official with direct knowledge of the situation told the Daily Caller on Tuesday, the official said it seems doubtful we're going to bring in 8,000 more Americans between now and the August 31st deadline. It's incredible what's going on. And there may be many more there than we even are estimating. Because in early February, the assessment was that 16,000 Americans were in Afghanistan, according to the official. This number has since been dropped down to around 12,000. So who says that's the right number? I've heard for years that there's 12 million illegal aliens in the United States. And then it was either Harvard or Yale that did a study and said, there's not 12 million illegals, there's 24 million illegals. And I guarantee you that study's low. Harvard or Yale? You think they're going to come up with the right number of illegals? They'd only admit to 24 million if there's actually more like 30 or 40 million in the United States. Our nation is filled with 30 or 40 million illegals. So how do you believe the numbers in Afghanistan? If they say there's 12,000, we got 4 out and 8,000 left, maybe there's 16,000 or 20,000. But who's the person that wants to tell the last several thousand Americans, sorry, there's no more flights for you? Can you imagine standing there or sitting there at the airport? Or I think most of these people are not at the airport. I don't even know how they're going to get to the airport. There's 21 checkpoints between your home and the airport filled with bloodthirsty Taliban. And supposedly ISIS is on the way. Don't you think? ISIS has got to be thinking this is the greatest, this is like fish in a barrel, greatest opportunity in world history. All thanks to the brain-dead sock puppet, otherwise known as Joe Biden. And the question is it dementia or does he belong in Guantanamo? I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up. Consumer prices up. Energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, I almost didn't make it in time. I'm stapling. And so the news is coming in fast and furious. It's all bad for the Americans trapped in Afghanistan. Bad news. New low for Biden, 41% in a poll. 41%, negative 41 to 55, down 14 points for Biden. 76% fear he'll let Taliban capture Americans. Here's how a real leader would handle it. Dan Crenshaw, Republican congressman from Texas, who, by the way, is a bit of a rhino. I'm not always a fan of Dan Crenshaw, but he is a military veteran and a hero. Lost his eye in the war. And he responded to the dirty, savage Taliban terrorists, saying we've got to withdraw all troops by August 31st, and it's a red line. Dan Crenshaw responds to the Taliban's red line and says, go you-know-what yourself. Go F yourself. That's how a leader would respond to the savage animals now telling America what we can do. Get everybody out by August 31st or we'll kill them all or imprison them all. That's what they're telling us. That's how they're ordering around us, the United States of America. And from this point on, not even August 31st, from this point on, no Afghans leave the country, they say. Wow. I mean, this is why a New York congresswoman, Claudia Tenney, says Biden is a low IQ individual and severely cognitively impaired. Of course. Love it. Biden's a dangerous combination of arrogance and incompetence emanating from a low IQ individual who is now severely cognitively impaired. Tenney tweeted. Or Tenney. Tenney's her name. Representative Claudia Tenney. Tenney tweeted. Say that 10 times fast. Tenney tweeted. She also quoted a story in which Dan Crenshaw responded to the news Biden is taking orders from the Taliban and will leave American citizens behind. Tenney wrote, this is a failure at all levels. Leaving from behind has officially replaced no man left behind.
And, you listen, when the United Nations thinks you're a schmuck, you know how bad it is. When the United Nations thinks a liberal's a schmuck, UN warns Joe Biden, executions and torture continue as the U.S. readies to leave Afghanistan. Ongoing executions, torture, rape, and repression of Taliban opposition was cited by the UN on Tuesday as evidence of what lies ahead for Afghanistan as President Joe Biden presses ahead with plans to withdraw U.S. forces. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet urged the Human Rights Council to monitor the rights situation in Afghanistan. To monitor! Do you see what liberal schmucks are? Do you see how these people are dangerous and will get you and your family killed? From Biden to the UN. Even when they warn you. Murder, rape, torture. They go, we'll monitor the situation. No, why don't you kill people? Why don't you carpet bomb? Why don't you kill all radical extremists? All Islamicists. They've got to be killed. These evil Nazi scum. What do we do with Nazis? We kill them. What do we do with the Japanese in World War II? My father fought in Okinawa, and he witnessed what we did. We took flamethrowers and we burned them to death in their cages. Excuse me, in their caves. Because they wouldn't come out. When they did come out, they came out with a grenade in their hands to take three of us with them. So we just set fire to the caves and burned them all to death. And when they ran out, we shot them dead. That's how you deal with vicious, horrible enemies. And then you drop a nuclear bomb on them. And guess what? A lot of civilians died. We didn't drop a nuclear bomb on the military of Japan. We dropped it on their cities, on their people. And you know what? It was a smart thing, the right thing to do. Because I wouldn't even be here today, most probably. My father would have been, my father was readying for the invasion of Japan, and he probably would have been killed. Because they estimated a million Americans might have been killed invading Japan. A million! Or I should say a million casualties, that's killed and wounded. But nonetheless, could easily my father have been killed and I wouldn't even exist today. So we dropped a mushroom cloud on their heads. And guess what? We all live to fight another day and to save the world and protect the world and defend the world, as America always does. Sponsor of this segment of the show, my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, as of moments ago, as of last night, and as of right now, number one paperback new release, number one Kindle new release in multiple categories, and it's not even out yet. It's not out till September 16th. It's about 3 weeks away from being out, and it's number one. One appearance on Steve Bannon's War Room yesterday. Number one paperback, number one Kindle. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, with all the solutions to turn this thing around. Not complaints, the whole book, solutions. Go grab a copy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We've helped evacuate 70,700 people just since August the 14th. 75,900 people since the end of July.
President Biden's comments late Tuesday afternoon, the president also saying he's sticking with the August 31st deadline for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
Your completion by August 31st depends upon the Taliban continuing to cooperate and allow access to the airport for those who were transporting out, and no disruptions to our operations.
It might not be a bad idea to do your Christmas shopping sooner rather than later. Experts saying the ongoing pandemic-related supply shortage and transportation issues worldwide are making it hard for global manufacturers to get their products to store shelves. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so another reminder. We were on the way out to the ad break, and I didn't really have time to give you the proper... ...16th, which means it's still 3 weeks away from coming out, and yet it's already a number one bestseller at Amazon as both paperback and Kindle because of one appearance on Steve Bannon's show yesterday. It just exploded the book. So very proud of that fact, already number one and 3 weeks to go before we come out. And, of course, when we come out, I'll be on hundreds of media all around the United States, and I'm guessing this book will go to number one or somewhere very close to it at Amazon. Number one out of all books, not number one just in one specific bestseller list, but number one out of all books in Amazon. And so the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book has announced its arrival big time in the United States of America. And what is it about? It's not my usual book. It's not any usual book, not just for me, where you write about something. It's a book that not only has a book in it, meaning like I think we have 15 chapters, but then it gives you 116 names of CEOs and chairmen of the board of the 116 biggest liberal woke companies in America that are pissing on conservatives and offending conservatives and telling us to go F ourselves and telling us to go to hell. And it shows you how to contact them by email, by phone, and by physical address. So we can now, by the millions, this book should go to every conservative in America. If it went to every Trump voter, 80 million, all 80 million of us would now have a resource guide in our hands. And it's funny, because I actually saw one criticism online of someone, and I'm sure it was a liberal, not a conservative, but some liberal put, oh, so Wayne now put a list of names together, and he thinks we should buy his book. And I just sat there and said, oh, man, got to be a liberal. But forget that. It doesn't matter. The point is that all my life I've been a conservative, and I've been an activist conservative the last 20 years, and really active the last six on national radio and national TV with the number one show at Newsmax, 750 episodes, 3 years. And I never called a corporation about how mad I was at them because I have no time to do the research. I have no time to look up the company and find out the CEO and find out the chairman of the board and find out how to email them and find out how to call them and find out how to physically write a letter to them and then write the letter. I have no time for that. Neither do you, and I know you don't. I know very few of you have ever made a phone call to a corporation. The few times I think all of you have made a phone call is when I got you a phone number for a company that had done something very offensive to us, and I gave the number or the email out over the air. And you guys responded by the thousands. Thank you. Fantastic. But until I gave you that information, you weren't going to look it up. You're busy. You got kids. You got spouses. You got jobs. You got careers. Life's busy. So I thought, wow, I've never done that, and my people rarely ever do it. So why don't I hire a crack staff of investigators and let them just call all day for 2 weeks, 10 hours a day, and I'll pay them to do it. And I did, and they did, and we got all the information you ever need. It took them 20 phone calls for every company, and we got you all the contact information for every single woke company in America. If you go woke, we're going to make you go broke. We're going to bring you to your knees. We're not the silent majority anymore. We're the loud majority. And we're going to bring you to your knees and make you beg for forgiveness before we'll ever buy from you again. And then you're going to stay out of politics forever. Shut your mouths. That's what this book can do. We can single-handedly, as a group, conservatives and Christians and patriots, destroy these people. And that's going to turn the tide. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. The priceless list for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and 80 million Trump warriors to cancel culture and save America by Wayne Allyn Root. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Hope you'll get a copy. And this will be one of the biggest sellers in conservative book history. It should be, because people need to know the exact companies that you want to protest and boycott. So, no. By the way, Chris, no word from Joseph at all? Okay, no problem. No problem. Just thought I'd ask. It's a guest who was supposed to be here who just happens to be late. Who knows? People get busy. Happens once in a while. Although I've written 14 books. This is my 15th book. And I've done 14 PR tours, and I've done thousands of book interviews on radio, and I've never missed an interview. not to rub it in or anything, but I've never missed an interview. Other people miss them, and they go, ah, oh, life happened, something happened. Really? I've never missed an interview in my life. Could be why I'm successful. But here's the funniest story of the day. Sad, tragic, but funny. Democrat National Committee declares victory for Biden in Afghanistan. These people, you got to be kidding me. That's my hand hitting the table laughing so hard. Are you... Oh, my God. They're so delusional. These are the same people that think vaccines work. You know, and by the way, I'm pro-vaccine. This vaccine, this COVID jab, it's not really a vaccine. It's a gene therapy that changes your entire body and your genes, makes you into a completely different person, and makes you weaker. And the next variant that comes out, it could kill you because of what this vaccine does to your immune system, is my understanding from doctors and scientists who I trust. So again, you know, they didn't steal the election, and the vaccine is working, and people aren't getting COVID or vaccinated. You know, remember that guest we have, Alex Berenson, the former New York Times reporter, science reporter for the New York Times? Alex Benson tweeted out today that he studied Nevada, where I live, Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County's numbers, and he said over 60% of the people who died of COVID were vaccinated. If you listen to the news, you'd be of the opinion nobody is dying who's vaccinated. Everybody who's dying is unvaccinated. But in Las Vegas, it's different, right? It's not this way in the rest of the country. Only in Vegas. 60% plus of, I think it was 62%, of those who were vaccinated are the ones who died of COVID in the hospital. And they're trying to convince you that everybody sick, everyone hospitalized, and everybody dying is unvaccinated. And it's such a massive lie. It's just such a massive lie. And then I saw in the newspaper, or it was some website, I think it was the UK Daily Mail today, I saw some gal who was pregnant and refused to be vaccinated, and she died of COVID, and her daughter died of COVID in the hospital, in her stomach, in her unborn daughter. And I thought, how terrible. So bad things do happen. Then the next story, somebody vaccinated on a cruise ship died of COVID. So first unvaccinated dies of COVID, then vaccinated dies of COVID. Are you getting the idea that it's possible anyone could die of COVID? That there are no guarantees and the vaccine does virtually nothing? Because in Israel, everybody sick with COVID is vaccinated. And everybody in the hospital with COVID is vaccinated. And everybody dying of COVID is vaccinated. Everyone who's dead of COVID is vaccinated. And in the United States, I guarantee you, it's just like that UK Daily Mail story. Here's a woman who died. She was unvaccinated. Here's a woman who died. She's vaccinated. It's 50-50. It's a coin flip. Which means you've got to live your life and be thankful for life. Some of us will die no different than a car accident, no different than cancer, no different than the other pandemic flus of all time. Most people lived. Some people die. It's very unlucky. It's very sad. It's very tragic. Life goes on. You got to keep your society open. People got to go to work. People got to earn money. People have to have jobs. People have to have somewhere to go. You know? It's just like the story I read about the army today, the military. Do you realize since we went to Afghanistan 20 years ago, let me guess the numbers here. I'm trying to remember the numbers. I believe it was 7,000 troops have died. And I don't know if they meant Afghanistan or Afghanistan and Iraq combined. Since we started these two wars in the Middle East, I believe, in both Afghanistan and Iraq, 7,000 American boys and girls have died. All heroes, all great people, all tragedies. But I think 21,000 have committed suicide. So it's 3-1 suicide to death in the battlefield. Does that not tell you something's wrong? Something's very, very wrong. 3 times more troops are committing suicide than dying on the battlefield. So it's the same thing with this COVID pandemic. I guarantee you, for each person you hear that dies of COVID, there's 3 people that are dying of drug addiction, alcohol addiction, loneliness, depression, and suicide in their homes from lockdowns all around the world. It's 3-1, I guarantee you. And of the people who died of COVID, 90% didn't die of COVID. They died of underlying factors, comorbidities.
Because I saw the other day there was some state where there were thousands of people who died of COVID. But when you took out all the people with comorbidities, it left 30 people who died of just COVID. 30. 30 in a year and a half. That's more people died of car accidents in probably a month in that state than in the last year and a half of COVID. 30. If you take out those who have cancer and heart disease and diabetes and strokes, they die of lots of bad health, not just COVID. And I'll bet you a large percentage of those who died of quote-unquote COVID really died of influenza. But we've gotten rid of influenza. It doesn't exist anymore. It's zero on all the charts. Zero. That's because they moved it in with COVID. They list them both together along with cancer and heart disease and every other disease that they claim it's all COVID death. It's not. And how about all the false positives? Some college closed down. I think it was Rice University closed down for 2 days. And then they found out almost every person that tested positive was a false positive. I've been arguing this for months and months and months. Do you remember when the NFL, like 800 players tested positive for COVID last year? They thought the whole season was going to get canceled. But the NFL has enough money to do a retest at all 800. And they could have done a third if they had to and a fourth. And in the retest, guess what they found out? None of them had COVID. These are all false positives. So you can't base a nation's lockdown. Or, oh my God, we've got to get the vaccine. We've all got COVID. It's false positives outnumber actual diagnosis probably 10 to 1. We'll be right back.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1 year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other war listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only for war listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO. You have to take advantage of this once in a lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to energizehealth.com. That's energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root for the Liberty Projects. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal since they're veterans and ranchers. They know about vets and horses, as in military veterans and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the Bureau of Land Management and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other military veterans, and they help you through the red tape. They guide, support, and assist military veterans through the maze of post-military paperwork. And I guess most importantly, they introduce vets who have PTSD to these wonderful wild Mustang horses who, you know, I know for a fact when I'm stressed out, my dog changes my life. My dog Bubba changes my entire life. And so I'm sure horses do the same thing for these guys. Whether it's volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit them at vetsandhorses.com. They're quite an organization. Check them out at vetsandhorses.com. So when I last left you in the last segment, I was laughing about the Democrat National Committee declaring victory for Biden. They issued a press release today praising Joe Biden for his actions in Afghanistan, noting that tens of thousands have been evacuated in recent days without any reported U.S. casualties. The press release issued by the DNC so-called war room, it's just unbelievable. Despite initial doubts on Biden's leadership and ability to evacuate 50,000 people in 2 weeks, President Biden exceeded expectations and successfully ramped up evacuations, evacuating over 50,000 in only 10 days. This is what they're saying. It's truly amazing. Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC, this is the best run evacuation from a war that America lost. Wow. The press release completely ignores the chaos of the withdrawal, the collapse of the Afghan military, the failure to communicate with U.S. allies, the stranding of U.S. citizens, the seizure of billions of dollars, I believe the number is $85 billion in U.S. weaponry, and the blow to U.S. credibility around the world. And the fact that they're absolutely admitting they're going to leave Americans behind. It's impossible to believe, but they're going to leave Americans behind. Let me take a moment to interrupt the anti-Biden, anti-Afghanistan situation with a little Cuomo talk, and then I'll segue to the governor of Oregon, another moron, another communist moron, but in that case, a witch with a broom. But in New York, Cuomo grants clemency on the way out the door to the communist weather underground terrorist. His name is David Gilbert, because his son is a progressive darling, the radical leftist district attorney of San Francisco. Can you imagine? Man, if my father was a leftist murdering terrorist, I would not show my face or pop my head above the light. I'd be like a cockroach. I'd scurry to the darkness. He gets elected the district attorney of San Francisco. His father's a communist pig, and he's now the district attorney of San Francisco. And on the way out the door, Cuomo pardons his father. Grants clemency. All right, grants clemency is different than pardoning. Not really. He let him out. Can you imagine on the way out the door, Trump pardoned or granted clemency to a whole bunch of business people who long ago did something wrong, minor, nonviolent. I doubt there was a murderer among them. I know one of the people Trump pardoned was a bookmaker. Oh, my God, a bookmaker. He took bets on football games. And they criticized it. Oh, my God, Trump's the worst guy ever. He's so corrupt. Oh, my God, look at the pardons. He pardoned Roger Stone, who did nothing. This is insanity. This guy pardons a murderer. A terrorist. I don't even know if he's a murderer. Excuse me. Let's see. Let's find out. Gilbert was a member of the Weather Underground domestic terrorist organization. He participated in the Brinks robbery that left a security guard and two police officers dead. There we go. Murderer. Not just a terrorist. A murdering scumbag terrorist who killed cops. He was serving a life sentence, and thanks to Cuomo, he'll go before the parole board 35 years ahead of schedule. I mean, of all the people to let out of prison, what a joke. David Gilbert serving a life sentence for his role in a bungled 81 Brinks robbery north of New York City. A bloody heist involving leftist revolutionaries that left a guard and two police officers dead. It was a $1.6 million robbery, often seen as the last gasp of 60s radicalism. It's just so hard to believe that this is the piece of scum that you want to let out of prison as you're walking out the door for sexual harassment and murdering 12,000 elderly people. By the way, they took Cuomo's Emmy away. Isn't that nice of them? Whatever the Emmy organization is called. They took back Cuomo's Emmy for delivering the greatest, you know, press conferences about COVID for New York City and New York State. He got an Emmy. They took it back because he might be a sexual harasser. They didn't mention the 12,000 old people he sent to their deaths in nursing homes. What a world we live in. Just a completely screwed up, upside down world run by Democrats, other known as communist scumbags.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.